Kathy Ford is going to be talking about her project, the things she's working on in and of itself. But before that, Sarah Anala would like to say a few words on different things.
I would like to honor and acknowledge the first Maine women's group. There was Nancy Palmer, Miriam Brown, Miriam Fox, Mary Dicker, Sybilla Bennett, Lois Palmer, Christine Dicker. I might be forgetting others, but they were the ones responsible for making the Safe House come to life here in Maine. It's the first thing that they fought for was the name Safe House, and I'm glad to see that it's here now. That's the kind of empowerment that we can give each other, make something appear that we really, really need. In Maha, Unutunipuyu, Wala Wumataikwa, Kaumayaka, Mangmahoyala, Wumataikwani, 1980s, Katimalaku, Oma, Ananakuni.
My name is Kathy Ford. My project is called Nanilawut, and that translates to Let's Find Them. In 2008, Nunavut Unavik Incorporated approached Indigenous and Northern Affairs Canada, or INAC, requesting assistance to find Inuit lost family members from the past tuberculosis epidemic. So my project is for tuberculosis 1940 to 1960. The other girl that was going to present is on the new tuberculosis. I'm on the old tuberculosis. In 2010, the Nanilawut Working Group met with 13 groups. In 2011, the working group named Nanilawut, and they had met regularly through annual face-to-face meetings and teleconference calls. Jamie Brake is part of the working group. I'm the project manager for Nanilawut, and I was hired in November 2008. INAC has been overseeing and or conducting research and has reached out to different archives, hospitals, churches, and cemeteries across the country. There is four Inuit regions in Inuit Nunangap. I'm the project manager for Nunatsiavut. There's three project managers for Nunavut. There's one for Inuvialuit, and there's Nanyat for Nunavik. The primary goal of the Nanilawut initiative is to help bring closure and begin the healing process for Inuit families and communities who have been searching for lost loved ones from the tuberculosis epidemic of 1940-1960 era. There is a database. That means there's a computer program. In that program are files of grave sites. So my job is to, when somebody calls me, I have to do an inquiry into that database. So another thing that I'm going to do is research. So I want to go to St. Anthony, Northwest River, Goose Bay, St. John, try and find more graves. Talk to churches. I want to go to that place in St. John's. It's called The Rooms. They have archives of people. Hopefully we'll find more. Hired for 3 years. Hopefully I find more in 3 years. Also, another part of my job is to put up monuments to remember those people who never came home. When I'm talking about Nanilawut and research and monument and, you know, all these things to do with tuberculosis, the communities are going to tell me. They're going to tell me what to do, because all of you guys are going to say, do this, try this, try that. And I will say, yes, I will, because you guys are the leaders. The communities are the leaders. You will tell me what to put on the monument. You will tell me where to put it in your community. It's all up to you. It's all run by you. It's all by the community. Where you want to put any kind of research, you're looking or someone's looking, call me. I got my business cards there. And so we will do an inquiry. We went to Iqaluit. In March, Prime Minister did an apology to all the four Inuit regions. I have the apology here. I can read it if you want it read. Are you okay with me reading the apology from the Prime Minister?
Yes.
It's long, but it's very good. So I will continue to do research.
My stepfather died in August of last year. They got buried there, didn't they? I'm
of course.
I have
And I think a lot of people got buried in elsewhere because it was the time of year. Like, I don't know, January, February, you couldn't ship them back on the boat. Hey, or fly them back with the military. I think that's what they used to do. So sadly, they had to be buried elsewhere. And you know what? There was an article just not long ago from the Labradorian. I don't know if people here have seen it. It was 20 graves. That's in Northwest River, not Martin. Not Martin. Maybe more than 20.
There are survivors, too, yes. Probably out in St. Anthony or Cartwright. There are TB survivors still alive. You're probably in Maine or in other communities. So it's good that I'll be in touch with you.
Yep.
About the other.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I nursed here in Maine 1968-69 and Northwest River 68-70. And I started nursing at the tail end. I started nursing at the tail end of the TB epidemic, and my first job here in Maine was to give the vaccines for TB. And that's right long ago, and I know there's people, family members that they can't find, and they need to repatriate them. And I find it sad in 2019, with all the scientific and medical stuff that are available now, and we're still finding people passing away from TB. Why? It's because we're on the North Coast and we're remote. I know other communities get served who are not remote. And the Grenfell Mission, I know there used to be St. Mary's River or Mary's Harbor, Dominupolo, Mary's Harbor, eh? And Cartwright, Northwest River, Anthony, St. John's,
Allah,
Mako, a thousand Montreal, yes, Malouto, 90 mil, a thousand Ottawa, yes, Malouto. Dr. Padden knew not passing my love to take some money, so we'll see it just. I'm glad there's attention being made to this real tragic situation. We had enough family disconnect. We had enough family separation. It's time now to have our loved ones come back home and come back to us, families. Always assume one way or other, hey? Assume us everywhere. And thank you for doing this work. And it's important to bring everyone back to where they belong.
There is some federal money if a grave site is found, and there's some federal money for two family members to go to that grave site. So like if we find a loved one, say St. Anthony, then two family members can go and whatever you want to do there, put flowers on or sing some hymns or have a memorial or something.
1960 I know happened to elders in the community years ago when I became involved with the LIA at the time. This story came up a number of times from the board of directors, and I'm not surprised, Taylor, is it, that there are unmarked graves in Northwest River. In this day and age, if the federal government is wanting to help family members, it's just a matter of getting DNA from family members in the community who had loved ones buried and lost in the different region, dig them up, you need to get the DNA sample, and you know exactly who that person is, and you can find your loved ones that way. Just a thought.
Who's our support here?
Kim and CHWs.
Kim and Kim.
And there's supports in the kitchen as well.
Okay.